Hey there, welcome to the Fearlessly Curious podcast, your safe space to listen, lean in, and learn the diversity of human experiences through the lens of fearless curiosity. When we learn more about each other, we also learn more about ourselves. How? Because when we listen to each other's curiosities and experiences, we relate to that which is in common, and that which sets us apart gives us something to reflect on. We learn through and with each other. I am grateful to you, the global community, for your curious questions. The Fearlessly Curious podcast cannot exist without you.
What's on your heart and in your mind today to share and to discuss? How can I support you?
In our last discussion, we anticipated our child might not attend the meeting. Despite hoping otherwise, they didn't attend. However, thanks to our previous session, we quickly moved on and had a productive conversation, proposing a potential solution.
Our child mentioned receiving a message they wouldn't respond to despite being asked to engage. I asked why. They wished to avoid a prolonged conversation with someone they'd rather not engage with. I acknowledged their preference.
First of all, big win, right? Because she's consistent. So how perhaps the system or the authorities may see her as being rebellious or stubborn. I just see her as being consistent and boundaried. She said she would give it a thought. She did, and she's honoring herself, and she's just being consistent. That's something to admire. And a big win for you as parents, because it becomes easier for her to honor her boundaries when she feels supported by her parents. And the fact that you're able to communicate and say, this is the solution that we believe is the right solution, you're already showing up for her and being so clear to the authorities where you stand with her. So you gave permission for that. Did you have a conversation before?
No.
So that might have been something you could have done, which is to say to the doctor, I see this is what you'd like to do. You have my permission, but I do need to speak to my daughter first so that we can manage expectations. I would like to ask her permission. If she says no, I will assert my parental duty and say, I know you're not comfortable with this, but as your parent, as your legal guardian, I am going to give permission because you didn't show up for the session. So there are certain things I need you to acknowledge as your legal guardian. I acknowledge, I see you, I hear you. I honor your boundary right now, legally. This is a decision that I have to make. She's choosing not to respond to the doctor. She's not responding because she did not give permission. But I, as a legal guardian, gave the number to you. We need to see where she's standing right now. At the end of the day, no matter what her age, she has a right to not respond. And she's exercising that. Nobody can force her. At least everybody is on the same page and can acknowledge what is. So this is just simply the practice. I had the conversation with her. I explained to her, I've asked her permission. She has said no. Any repercussions of that, she can be accountable for. Both of you can still sit down with her and have this conversation retrospectively. We realized that we could have done things differently. I could have asked you permission. Had you said no, please know, as your legal guardian, it's not that I'm overriding your no, but I do have a duty because I'm now the go-between you and the doctor. And I see this doctor genuinely wants to make a connection. We'll go at your pace, but there are certain times where I need you to surrender to me as your legal guardian, as your parent. I hope you know that I always am looking out for the best for you. That's why we're standing up for you. That's why we're speaking to the authorities. So keep that dialogue open with her. Because remember, from the human design perspective, the manifesting part of her is a manifesting generator, you're informing. You see, she wasn't asked permission.
As a parent, it's essential to recognize that while your child might be 15, not yet 18, it's vital to sometimes allow them the space to make their own decisions. The question then becomes, can you entrust your child with that responsibility? This isn't about relinquishing control, but rather about fostering trust and encouraging independence.
You can still give her the space to make her own decisions. These are the repercussions, the impact for us as your parents. We have a legal obligation to respond a certain way because she's smart. She gets it.
If you want more, make sure to subscribe so you never miss a new episode every Friday. And please leave a review if you enjoy this episode. Don't forget to send me your curious questions and experiences as inspiration for future episodes. Your anonymity will be respected if that's what you prefer. For more guidance and support, join my emotional healing, mindfulness, and music community over at melissaindot.com. See you next week!